It's Anto
and Erin. Hi.
What is our podcast number 2? We're still going.
We're still going good now.
Despite everything, we're still going. Podcast number 2. So we got some more topics up for discussion. Erin's going to try not to curse as much this week. Isn't that right?
I'm so sorry about that.
So I'm opening up a swear jar. All right. So basically, after editing last week, I think it was approximately, now this is a rough estimate of about 147 fucks.
No, that's a slight exaggeration.
No, it's not. I counted them. That I had to get rid of. So we're going to open up a swear jar, right? So anytime you drop the F-bomb or anything else, got to put 20 cent in the swear jar, right?
Any cuss word.
Anything at all.
But
all
here, right? I'm liable now to say.
This is very true. So listen, you got to watch yourself, right?
So are you.
And we'll, I'll put it into the swear jar too. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be putting as much money in as you are. But yeah, no, I'll put in. So 20 cent every curse, right, is going to go in the swear jar. And I tell you what, we'll get to podcast number 20. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how we're going. And then we'll take out the 3.5 grand or so you've inside in the swear jar. And we'll pick a charity or something, yeah? We'll give it to charity. How's that sound?
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
I think it's a very good idea.
It is.
Yeah, you need it.
I'm so sorry.
So up on this week's podcast, we got a couple of things up for discussion. I've been a little bit converted to the whole Love Island thing.
Yeah, you're hooked, man.
I'm not hooked, all right? But listen, we'll chat a little bit about that. Obviously, started this week, so we're going to talk in depth, maybe, possibly. I don't know. We'll delve into it.
Anto's just going to talk about it and great it is and how much he loves it.
A little bit.
And how he's going to enter it next year.
No, definitely not. That
Would
is
you not
happening.
Enter it?
No,
okay.
I know. Trump. What was that?
His
tone. Yeah. So President Douchebag is in the country. Is that a swear word? Do I get away with
Don.
That? The douche. The douche has been around Ireland this week. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, I guess. Do you know, because
I suppose have to talk.
Yeah, what he needs is more press, right?
In case he's listening.
And then Tinder. Gonna see how your Tinder's been going on. Yeah. So we're gonna do one more little Tinder segment because
this
you
is
haven't
the last one.
You haven't done your gosh darn homework yet. All right?
I did do my homework. I've
so
been
you've
doing
done
my
it
homework
this week. All right. So we're gonna have a look at Tinder this week, and then we'll shut up about it for the foreseeable future because
yes,
I think everyone's
agreed.
Sick of listening to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And new segment this week is Erin's Wonderful World of Weirdos.
Woo.
Yeah. So you and all your weirdo friends.
Hey.
No. So yeah, we're gonna introduce a new segment. We'll talk a little bit about that in a while. As well, yeah?
Yes.
Are you excited?
I am.
Podcast number 2.
Yay!
Woo! So if you're wondering why we're a little bit late this week getting the podcast recorded, it's Erin's fault. Erin's not loyal, babes. She's not loyal.
She's always ain't loyal.
Yeah, so first things first, I guess. I've been converted. What happened was, right, I had to go to a work event on Monday. Where we kind of launched the new season of Love Island. Something I've never watched before. Something I've actively given out sting to people for watching before, right? And I'm standing there in a room with, it's 99% women to be fair, it is like. There didn't seem to be much of kind of many men in the room that were into the whole show or, you know, really seemed to have watched it before.
I think it's more of a girly thing.
I don't know. I don't know many lads that watch it anyway. Bar my good buddy Liam, who definitely listens to the podcast. Shout out Liam. I'm calling you out massively. But so I said, look, I'll give it a go this year just to see what all the fuss is about. And we can use it for podcast content, you know, because we're always trying to get content.
That's your excuse.
So yeah, that's my excuse. Mm. But like, I watched it and first thing I thought was, oh, dear God, the human race is in trouble. Like, seriously, I don't know where they're finding these kind of people. Listen, they're all probably like nice people in general.
I've never watched it. I genuinely don't know what it's about. All I know is that I think if two people hook up, they win like 50 grand or something, is
it? Yeah, something I think. Well, see, the thing is, they win, but then they have a choice whether to split the 50,000 between them or one of them can like keep it, yeah. I don't know which one, the boy or the girl or whatever, but also, can I just say, right, Love Island also noticed There's like no gay, lesbian, LGBT couples, any of that kind of thing going on. It's all straight. Is that a thing that like maybe they should look into going forward? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think is that not Big Brother's forte?
Big Brother wasn't really a couple up kind of thing though, you know? So they could throw anyone in and whatever happens. But like the whole aim of this is to have a couple by the end of it.
Okay. It's kind of like the English Bachelor then.
It's kind of like the Bachelor in that like, yeah, they're all going on dates and trying to get like get into a couple of whatever, but it's you have all like you've like a whole cast of guys and a cast of girls, so there'll be like a load of couples. It's not just like one person picking like out of a load of different people like the Bachelor would be, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so they start off, there was like five or six girls, I can't remember, yeah, like five girls I think, and then like five lads come in, and the girls basically choose a lad as they walk out. They walk up one by one and they choose a lad to couple up with for a day or two or something. And then they, you know, get to know each other. If it's going well, all well and good. If it doesn't go well, they like swap couples and stuff. Then, curveball, they threw two new lads in the second day. So all of a sudden, the girls can choose if they want a couple. Or no, the new guys can choose if they want to couple up with one of the girls and break up one of those original couples. And it's like, oh, drama, what?
So basically, it's a TV program about a load of people hoeing around a villa.
Yeah, so they've got sent over to this villa in Spain. And
which
it's just,
I heard they don't actually get paid very much for.
Listen, they're all like Instagrammers and like influencers, and they're getting enough money out of it outside of the actual pay anyway, I think. Okay. But yeah, basically, it just kind of reminds me of Abracababra after the nightclub. Do you know, there's just people.
Accurate.
Yeah, just people jumping between kind of couples and who they're with, and do you know, they'd be with someone earlier in the night, and then all of a sudden you see them with someone else later that night. Yeah.
Ew.
I still don't really know what to make of the whole thing.
Nasty. Yeah. I don't think it's ever going to be like Jersey Shore. Do you remember Jersey Shore?
But see, that's a different kind of show, as in it's not like a competition. They were just all put into house to go drink and
be
get
wild.
Totally messed up. Yeah,
yeah, that's true, I suppose.
So yeah, it's a slightly different concept. If you've never seen it, I would highly recommend. Not.
That's me off the hook.
Don't waste your time. But if you're into it, I don't know. We have an email address. We do have an email address. We're going to set up our Instagram and stuff this week. Because if I say it right now on the podcast, it means we have to actually go and do it. But yeah, we have an email. So erinandanto@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about Love Island.
And don't come at us through the email.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, we just want to know what people out there are thinking, you know?
Yes.
So you're not going to watch?
No, I'm not going to watch. No, I just don't. I think we talked about this before. I was like, I'm not really into all reality TV. I don't really watch The Kardashians that much. I used to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That was about it. Because they're real catfights. Like, that's real hair pulling and wine throwing.
Yeah,
and fisticuffs.
Yeah, it's real, I'm sure. Yeah.
And Jersey Shore, but I never watched that like that. Crap, X on the Beach.
Oh, like that's a whole other story. That's terrible. That's car crash TV.
Like, you know, your ex is coming on the
obviously,
show, lads.
Like, yeah.
Do you know?
But it's all for fame. At the end of the day, I mean, these kind of shows, really, they're all kind of for fame and glory and money.
Do you think
and
so?
Instagram. Yeah, definitely. Like, this the Love Island thing definitely is. I mean, you're not going on that to find a genuine relationship, I don't think.
But isn't there people that come off that every year and everyone's like, oh, Danny and Mandy were still together when they came off Love Island.
Yeah, but then they break up anyway.
Yeah, and it's
later,
like all over like the fucking day.
Sergio!
Oops.
It's your first one. Awesome.
It's my first one. I'm not doing too bad. But yeah, the couples that no one really cares about are like all over the front of the newspaper and stuff. Like, you know, there's real stuff happening in the world, like apart from Danny and Mandy off Love Island.
So you do watch?
No.
No, but like, it's like I was saying, the kind of people that go in there, what struck me first off was the lads that went in, right?
Oh, I heard about one of them.
Yeah, not even one of them. I think you could say this about all of them. It's a case of girls you'd expect going into this thing, like, you know, wearing bikinis all day, every day. You know, you get your waxing done, you get whatever done. Like the lads, there's no need. Why are you walking into this place with your legs waxed and, you know, everything all preened and also, why are you walking into a villa on a sun holiday for 2 weeks with a full tan on already? You're from Newcastle, lad. You know, like, there's not much sun going on up there.
I heard about one fella. He's related to someone famous. What's his name? Come on, Anto, you watch the show.
Because
come on.
He's related to someone famous. I know who he is.
Something Fury.
Oh, yeah. So Tyson Fury's brother is in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a picture of him and I heard there was like wet floor signs everywhere when he came on the TV because women just lost it.
Listen, I mean, he's in good shape. He's a good looking lad.
Is he full of himself on it?
Not really. Do you know, to be honest, he doesn't really come across that way. No, he did jump straight in and break up a couple that were like seemed to be the ones that were kind of closest to being like genuine.
Mr. Fury doesn't mess around.
No, he came straight in there, right? Yeah, but Tyson Fury's brother is in Love Island, King of the Gypsies, and all that. That's
weird.
Tyson Fury.
Like, where did they find him?
It's on Instagram. Where they found everyone else? We've got an Irish girl. There's an Irish girl in there.
Yeah, I heard. And an Irish dude as well, I think.
No, just an Irish girl. Oh. But there's one of the guys from the Irish Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
one of the dancers is in there as well. Yeah. But no, we've an Irish girl, Ioande from County Meath. And she's like a biomedical scientist or something. She's like pure, like smart, like, yeah. Mm. And she seems to be a little bit lost so far because maybe she's too intelligent for the rest of them. I don't know, but she's a bit shy, I think. I think she's coming out of her shell a little bit. There's another guy in there then, Michael, who did some sort of biomedical something I don't know. He did something anyway. But the two of them ended up coupled up and were able to actually have some chats together. You know what I mean?
So did you watch this all week?
I missed one. There's only been like four this week.
Has there?
Yeah. I don't know, yeah. I missed one. And we went and built a shed instead.
You're fairly well caught up, I give you that much.
The second night it was on, I decided that the night before I'd been a little too girly. I'd spent too long watching that. So myself and the housemate went out the back and we built a shed.
Oh yeah, I've seen your Instagram story.
You know, pure hard man stuff. Which I have watched since, alright. But listen, it's one of those shows you can just watch away. Like, it's quite easy to sit down and veg out and watch it. And there's not much else on at the moment.
Yeah, it's very fascinating to see how many people are actually like glued to it.
Yeah, like it is. It's definitely taken off, right? The last two or three years, it's like, I think it's five seasons in, but it's definitely taken off the last couple of years. Anyway, back to the point I was saying about the lads, right? The lads come in all absolutely preened. Waxed. One of them said his mom shaves his arse because he can't reach himself. As in, they're like, you know, they're absolutely like totally dolled up. Probably more so than the women in there.
I don't know what I like that.
See, I don't know what it is. That's what I wanted to ask you, right? When it comes to lads and like any kind of dating or like any that kind of stuff, right? If the lad has obviously put more effort
in than me
into their appearance and everything, getting ready to go out for a date or a night out or something than you have, is that a little bit of a red flag for you?
It wouldn't be a red flag. Like, I think someone that looks after themselves, like, I wouldn't be going for someone who walks around like a smelly becker, like, but fair, you know. Yeah. But I don't think I'd like the whole, I get my back sack and crack waxed. Like, I don't think, I think I'd prefer a bit of a rough diamond, if I'm to be honest. I don't.
No, plaid shirt and a hairy chest and no lumberjack, like.
No, well. a lumberjack there, yeah.
Somewhere in the middle, maybe.
Look, I could start shouting out names. They're like Henry Cavill. Like, I think he's...
You keep dropping that
name.
Like,
he looks after himself and he's chiselled. But he's not a backsack and crack guy. Like,
but, like, these they're famous people, right? They've got personal trainers and all that stuff. I'm saying, like, regular lads, like... Do you know, you see people, obviously, that are online and their job almost is to look a certain way. That's grand. But there's also lads just walking around the town every day that are drunk on the tanning beds.
Honestly, if I see someone like that, I just think they're so far up their own arse, they can probably look at me out through their mouth. So, you know, your man Fury's good looking or whatever, but I don't think I'd be going for him.
Really?
I don't think. That's why I asked, is he pure up himself inside in the villa? But
I don't know. I mean, I'm not gay, but I'd probably go for him. He's a good looking lad, like. Can't deny it, like, he's a good looking
guy. Fair enough to him.
He does, he just seems genuine enough as well or whatever. But yeah, I don't know, like, it's even like that. And lads going on holidays and getting tans done before they go on holiday. Like, what's the point of going on a sun holiday if you're going to be tanned before you even get there?
I think that's just lads who are pasty, right?
Try and pasty.
I know, yeah. Well, would you go on a sunbed now?
I've never been on a sunbed before, and I wouldn't. The point of going on a sun holiday is to go and, you know, lie on the beach again.
Like, I'm going to Portugal now in July, and I'm not, like, I know a few of the girls are mad to have a bit of colour going over because I assume they just want to blend into the whitewashed walls or something. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to bring over a bottle of oil and probably burn and then come back with a tan.
Raid.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, and then there's, like, there's the waxing thing. I mean, what's wrong with a bit of leg hair?
That's what I mean. Like, well, you know, I don't want a baby. I want a man. Like, do you know what I mean?
I need a bit of leg hair. Like, it gets cold in the winter. Like, you've been eating your hairs in the leg. It does. It'd be freezing. Like, it gave me an idea. Oh God, it gave me an idea for the podcast. Right,
you're about to commit to this now.
Well, I mean, listen, we'll see how it goes. So the show is about the bones of about 2 months long or so. Okay,
is this?
I think so, yeah. Or 6 weeks or something. It's longish anyway, right? So the show is about 6 weeks long or so. And I'm thinking that maybe we'll run it as some sort of competition. We'll get the Instagram page up and running this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we can get to 200 followers on Instagram, which isn't a lot.
No, that's not a lot. That's a fair number.
That's a decent number, right?
Yeah.
If we can get to 200 followers by the end of Love Island, so by the last week, okay? So the podcast the week before the final episode. If we can get to 200 by then, I'll get waxed right here.
You're stalled.
Right here. I'll get waxed all over right here. I'll do the full body, like whatever. Yeah. I'll get it done right here live as we record the podcast for that episode for the final week of Love Island.
And I definitely know a beautician who'll do it.
Oh, thanks very much. So yeah, putting the call out there, 200 followers. By the week of the last episode of Love Island, I'm getting waxed and we'll do the whole show as oh God, even as I'm saying it, I'm like,
please give us the likes because I need to witness this. And I will actually record it and put it on Instagram.
Yeah,
as well.
We'll video it as well. And we'll
no 200
up, yeah.
Likes, no. No video.
Exactly. No lackey, no latte. Yeah, I'm already regretting this.
You'll be fine. So we were talking there about lads who are pruned to perfection. And
pruned or preened?
I don't know.
Isn't pruned like the way you look when you come
pruned,
out of the bath?
Oh, pruned, yeah. Oh, pruned is the word.
Fall
yeah,
asleep
whatever.
In the bath 5 hours later, you come out looking like
pruned,
a prune.
Pruned, pruned, tomato, whatever, lads. Anyways, Tinder.
Again. Are you enjoying it? You've been on now for what, like a week or so?
You know what? I'm a nosy person by nature.
Okay.
And I feckin' love having an old goosey gander at all the different walks of life that are going. But I hated Tinder. I was biased, as I explained in the first podcast. And I have one opinion about it that I will credit it. There is someone for absolutely everyone and anyone on it.
Okay, so you found someone then?
No. I don't know. No. Maybe. I don't know.
Have we had a couple of matches? Have we?
Yeah, I had a good few matches.
A good few?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had like 20-something. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad. It didn't do too bad. But,
nice. You're doing better than me. I've had 3 since I joined last year.
Oh. But, yeah, no, I just... There's some lads on it who need a right good kick. Like, the bios...
See, this is what I'd love to hear. Because, obviously, like... Do you know, we're both straight, right? So we're going to match with people of the opposite sex, okay?
Yeah.
So I have no idea what, like, lads on Tinder, like, I have no idea what it looks like or how bad they are, their bios or anything like that. Like, that's what I've always wondered, like, what? Like,
some are very straightforward, like their height, where they're from, what their interests are.
On that, is height the thing? Why is height the thing?
Oh, height is a thing.
But why is it
I'll
a thing?
Tell you that now, height
Can
is
you
a
not
thing.
Tell from their pictures, like,
well,
if
like,
they're
I'm,
somewhat tall, like?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm 5'10", and if I went and met someone, and they walked around the corner, and they were 5 foot, I'd be like, oh, no, I'm actually just here waiting for a bus,
That's
not you.
That's fair enough for you. Like, if you're a taller girl, and then if you're going to be taller again, like, 6 foot plus or whatever, in heels as well, like...
Oh,
it's fair enough that you're going to want, like, if that's what you're into. I mean, some girls are quite tall and do you know, they
have
no problems with, like,
I know people who are taller than their boyfriends and it works for them, but, like, I personally couldn't because I'd look like the Green Giant then, as you said, wearing high heels. Like you know, I just...
Sure, we're all the same size laying down, huh? Huh? Isn't that it? Climber like a tree, PJ.
Jesus Christ. But there was some bios are very straightforward.
Yeah.
Some of them are very funny. There was one fella's bio and it was, I've got a knob the same size as an Argos pen. I'm currently barred from Argos for life. There was a good few funny ones. And then some people just don't bother putting any information up. But then there was like these jumped up fuckers. Oh,
ding! That's another one for the swear jar.
There is these jumped up. Who were like, oh, I'm a pilot and I can fly you anywhere
that's
in the world.
That's not jumped up. That's a good job.
No, it's a good job. But it was like, you know, instead of just putting pilot, you know. Which could
lead... Yeah, but you use your job as like a leading line or like
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I have to find the bio to show it to you. But like, you just know they're just so jumped up. Like, you know, don't put it all on the bio.
Cause, you gotta leave a little bit of mystery.
Yeah, because you'll have nothing to talk about, lads.
That's fair.
Do you know? But it's funny because last week when the dawn was over... And
the dawn.
Where I work, in Shannon, and for the laugh, we narrowed down the kilometres.
What, to try and match with Donald Trump?
No. The dawn is on Tinder, lads. I'm sorted. You're looking at the next floatus. Good luck, Melania. Go away from around me. It was just full of army people.
Oh, yeah, of course, obviously, and, yeah. So a lot of guards and a lot of lads in the army.
Yeah, and there was one or two Navy officers. There was a few
penchant for lads in uniform. Yeah.
Stop. Flat out swiping right there.
And then look, no, you obviously haven't been swept off your feet onto a naval vessel
sure,
back
listen,
to America.
They're all gone back to the States now. So, you know, they're all gone back to America. But, yeah, no, look, I don't think... Tink? Hello. I don't think I will be using Tinder for the foreseeable future.
No.
And when I was discussing with my friends, one of my friends, hello Sharon.
Shout out Sharon.
She told me I can name a shame. She used to use it and she got a very strange message one night of a request.
Yeah.
And the request was, could someone lick her toes?
Oh, interesting.
I would
straight
actually...
Straight in there with the toes.
Like, that's disgusting.
And some people are into that.
Oh, my God. Like, who messages someone on Tinder straight away, can I lick your toes?
It's an icebreaker.
No.
You're probably more likely to respond to that than, well, how's it going?
But she actually said she deleted the app. She unmatched. She deleted the app. She hasn't gone back. But he sent it a few times. Like, that's a scary thing. He sent it to her a few times.
Well, obviously, she hadn't replied yet. Like,
so listen, lads.
A simple no would have sufficed.
A tip. Yeah. Don't message any girl saying, well, can I lick your toes?
What if she puts in her bio that she has a foot fetish?
I don't think she would have put that in her bio because I don't think she has a foot fetish.
Well, no, not Sharon. I'm just saying anyone in particular.
Oh, listen, come here. There was lads with fetishes.
All types are catered for, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, about Tinder. Like, there was even people who are in relationships looking for an extra someone to join in.
I've seen that once or twice, all right, yeah. It's kind of a bit weird.
It's a little bit wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, it's gone grand for me, like, and I've got to know a few people off it, and sure,
which is the end game, obviously, like, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Any dates? No. Have we got something coming up? Have we?
No.
What?
No. There may be a coffee date.
Oh, scheduled. When's this going down?
I'm not telling you because you'll be there like taking pictures or
course
something.
Of this is content.
I know. Look, it's all about a crap.
No, but you are gonna go meet up with someone off it, right?
I don't know if I would. I don't know.
Is he local enough? Is he close enough? Is he very far? Like,
yeah.
Well, it's a bit of a pain, then, isn't
it? Yeah. So
is it
I don't.
Worth it, like?
Ah, he's nice, like, but sure. Look, I hope he's not like listening.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Of our six devout listeners, I know four of them, and I don't think it's any of them because one's in Canada, which you know is great because we've gone international.
Yeah, no,
another one's in Australia. I don't think it's either of them.
I have a few people who listen, but they don't actually click the follow button, so they want to pull the finger out now, lads.
Wankers.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, actually, listen, we'll just say it right now, and I'm going to mention it again in the outro, just in case we forget. Make sure you're hitting up follow on, we're on Spotify now, we're across a load of different podcasting forums. Apple are being absolute goals, and we're still not, on Apple first, but we're figuring it out at the moment. SoundCloud, all that. Make sure you hit follow.
And just to say as well that I think some people don't want to be signing up for stuff that you have to pay for. SoundCloud, you literally just download free. It and it's free and you can
Spotify
listen away.
Spotify is free as well if you want it to be. I don't pay for Spotify. I got do. The free one. Yeah, you got the premium.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Look.
Ah, look, it is what it is. Yeah, again, yeah. It's all free. It's all good. Right. So, the Donald's been bopping about West Clare there, hasn't he?
Hanging about there, yeah.
Hanging about. 51st president of the United States, I
believe. I have no 40, idea 50. What he is. I have no idea.
Regardless of what number he is, he is unequivocally a giant douchebag.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we
and
agreed?
I actually hung around to watch his plane flying because we're right under the flight path below in work.
Yeah.
And usually I was under the assumption anyway that his plane flies with two jets either side of it.
Yeah.
It didn't. It was just a regular old plane pulling in there, and I've never been so disappointed in my life, but there was such a big hoolie out of him coming. It's ridiculous.
I know. Yeah. Look, it is what it is. He comes and he goes. I think the best thing we can do is just ignore it. Don't give it so much press. Do you know what I mean? That's probably the best solution to the whole thing, is not to talk about it, and then he'll come and he'll go and no one will care, you know.
I don't remember that much of a hype being made when Obama came to visit, do you?
I know there was, because he's liked.
We love Obama.
Yeah. So, you know, in the interest of not giving him any more press and anything like that, let's do a Trump quiz.
Yay.
Hey! So, obviously, Trump is very well known for saying, blah, 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 fake news, blah, 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 fake news, like all day, every day. So I've got some quotes here for you, right?
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you whether you think this is true or false, that Trump actually tweeted this, or if it's a fake statement, right?
Okay.
Because some of the stuff he says is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, this could take me by surprise.
Yeah, you never know. So we'll give it a go and we'll see what happens.
Go
right?
first.
So at Real Donald Trump on Twitter, right?
Okay.
It's freezing and snowing in New York. We need global warming.
False.
You reckon that's false?
Yeah.
That was indeed Donald Trump.
Oh my God, you're joking.
Given that he gives out about global warming and all that crack and says it's not real, like, I don't think he knows what he's saying half the time.
Jeepers.
Right, this election is a total sham and a travesty. We are not a democracy.
That's true.
That's true. You reckon that's true?
Yeah.
That was true. He did tweet that.
Yeah.
So basically he said, we are not a democracy, even though he got voted in a democratic process. Yeah.
Right.
Good man, Donald. Fair play to you.
Come on, yeah.
It makes me so happy when the Miami housewives get along with each other. I'm such a sap. Watching the finale, lol.
False.
Don't judge me on this. You're going straight up. I hope this is true.
Oh my God.
No, it's not. That would have been good, though.
That would have been good.
My Twitter has become so powerful that I can actually make my enemies tell the truth.
False.
What? You think that's false? I think that's true.
He's
my Twitter is so powerful that I can actually make my enemies tell the truth. That is the most Donald Trump quote I think I've ever heard.
I'm going to say false.
You're going to say false?
Yeah.
That was true. It's definitely true. He thinks that much of himself.
I'm sorry.
He does.
Hold on a second. The president of the United States of America actually put up that his Twitter is powerful.
Yep.
What a loser.
If everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society.
That's false.
Is it okay? That may be false, but is it a Donald Trump quote? Yes or no?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No, you're right.
Okay.
All right. The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make US manufacturing non-competitive. So basically, he's saying China invented global warming that the US wouldn't be competitive manufacturing wise.
If he had ducks and they drown, he'd blame it on China. Like, you know? I'll say he said it, yeah. True.
Of course he said it.
Oh my God.
Titanic, 100 years. Wow, global warming could have saved the Titanic.
Oh,
it's sad to say.
That's false. Do you know why? Because he knows feck all about the Titanic, probably.
Yeah, that's true. It was false, yes, correct.
Yeah.
Quarantine Africa! !! Why haven't they done so already? Should have when this whole Ebola thing first started.
False.
That is false. I was really hoping that one was true. It sounds very, very true. Right. Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know that. Please don't feel so stupid or insecure. It's not your fault.
I really hope that's false.
That was, in fact, Donald Trump.
What?
Yeah.
He actually bought that up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, so lads. Is everyone in America high when they're voting for him or what?
Most of Colorado and California would be, yeah.
You know what I think? I think Melania is miserable.
She doesn't look too happy, does
No, she never does. And
it could be all the Botox as well, though.
I don't know. I actually think Melania is not that bad looking. I actually think she looked fabulous when she came over here when she was over in London. And I think she's a very well-kept lady, but I just think she's miserable.
Of course she is. Imagine that rolling over on top of you. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I just think, I do feel a little bit sorry for her. I think she's been dragged and sucked into our world. She has not a clue about, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's not really a people person, I don't think, personally. Whereas you had Michelle Obama, who was out dancing absolutely. With people and reading books to kids and stuff like that. Like Melania.
She had massively her own thing going on as well.
Oh,
as
yeah, huge.
She definitely, yeah, she was
yeah,
massive.
Yeah, they're actually starting their own podcast.
Oh, really?
Michelle and Barack Obama, yeah.
So the plot thickens. So it's us, on, Obama.
That's us done
it's
for.
It's on. yeah, all right. That's the end of our podcast. Isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, listen. She seems fine. Melania. I don't think, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure if she wants a pair of 12 grand Gucci boots, there's no problem with that. Like, they'll fly her to Milan to get them off the factory floor. But I just think she's miserable.
Again, I'm not surprised. Imagine having to
imagine what he's like to live with.
Listen, they probably have separate bedrooms and all that, but at some stage that marriage will have had to have been consummated, you know.
He's definitely one of those dads as well that his son runs into the room and is like, "Daddy, look at the picture I drew," and he's just like stuck in the New York Times and he's like grunts at the child or something.
I don't know. I can see him being more of a weird ass family, like where it's more like, Daddy, look at this thing I drew. It's like, "Oh, that's very good, Donald Jr. Why don't you come on here and cuddle with mommy too and we'll all just get a little bit weird." I don't know. Get that kind of vibe off him, no?
No.
They're a strange family.
So you're on your own there.
Yeah. So that's the Donald.
I can't believe you just said that. Oh, you're so weird.
Melania, sorry. Melania, just move over just a little. Let Donald Jr. in. Donald, mind my hair.
We need to move on.
I'm looking forward to that sitcom, The Trumps. It's going to be good.
You should pitch that to HBO.
Brand new segment this week.
That was lovely.
Thanks very much.
Thank
so you, it's Erin's wonderful weird world of weirdos.
Woo! Yeah, I can be a bit of a weirdo when I want to be. So I should be coming across weird things on the internet.
Okay. What have you got?
But I had a thought the other day. I did something the other day. Well, I always do it. And it's subconsciously I do it.
Okay.
And I just thought, isn't that really weird? You ever do something and you're like, why do I do that? That's so weird.
Yeah, I guess so. I can't think of anything off the bat, but I'm sure I do weird things other people would find weird.
Yeah, because you subconsciously do it.
Yeah, you're not thinking about it, but someone else might be like, why do you do that?
But you know the way some people have to have things a certain place, like my dad will lose his mind if the remote is not on the right hand side of the armchair.
That's more OCD than weird though, is it?
Oh, my brother has a touch of OCD.
All right, okay.
Hi, bro. If you move one thing in his room, he'll know. Anything if you move it. But anyways, I do this really weird thing because I used to work in hotels, and when you work in hotels, when you're cleaning the bathrooms, you have to tuck the toilet roll into the middle of the roll.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
And I have a really weird habit of doing that with toilet roll now when I'm at home. I just, because I can do it with two fingers.
All the time.
Yeah, it's just a weird habit I have. I'm constantly tucking tissue back into the middle, even the kitchen paper.
Just in case you have guests coming over and you want them to be impressed with your toilet etiquette.
Yes, yeah. I'm not at home making paper swans or anything, but, you know. There is a few other weird things that I thought of the other day, but they're gone from my mind straight away. But it's subconsciously, when I get into my car, what's the first thing you do when you get into your car?
Keys in the ignition, probably.
Okay.
No, as in before I put the seatbelt on, it's the first I'll sit in and I'll pop the keys in. I won't turn it on. I'll just pop them in so that they're out of my hand and I can put my belt on and do you know that kind of way.
The first thing I always do is turn on the lights.
Oh.
Hello?
That's me ringing.
That's the first thing I do is I turn on the lights as I'm getting into the car because the lights are at the right hand side, so I just flick them on as I'm getting into the car.
Even like during the day, you drive with your lights on daytime?
Yeah, because I drive a big white car and people still can't see me, so I have to try to put my lights and my spotlights on because road rage queen again.
Just head out the window like Mr. Burns. Out of my way, I'm a motorist.
I have two other really weird habits. I put my bottom lip over my top lip. I've only noticed it recently. It's a new thing.
Okay.
I just
strange.
Did it there.
Yeah, you did.
I do. I don't know. I just notice it when I'm in work. If I'm looking at something or if I'm reading something, I don't know. And it's a really bad habit to have. You can't even do it.
This is fantastic podcast content, but no one can see. I can't do that.
And the thing that you got a good laugh out of last week.
Which?
I could just be driving the car and I could be like.
It just reminds me of that scene, I think it was like Shrek 2, when Donkey is in the back of the pumpkin and they're like all the way to far, far away and he just every now and again just throws in a little.
It's when he's in the back and he's like, are we there yet? Yeah. Are we there yet? And then Shrek's giving out to him, telling
find
him, don't get
do
big
it yourself.
And then it just goes really quiet. Then all you hear is, I'm pretty good at it too. Thank you.
To be fair, that is quite good.
I could pass as an iPhone notification. Facebook.
Oh, we're very easily entertained, are we?
Very, very, very. Yeah. But do you not have any other strange...
I don't know when it comes to like weird habits. Like you said, it's the kind of thing that I probably don't notice. It's very subconscious if I do, but someone else might notice it and be like, oh, that's like really strange. Why do you do that, you know? I don't know. Do I? I don't know. Maybe. What?
Your socks.
Oh, my socks.
I'm ratting you out.
That's not weird, though, is it?
Well, it's weird to some people, maybe. So, I thought it was a bit strange, but don't me.
I don't know why or when it started. I have a weird... maybe it's because I have a weird thing about feet. Like, I hate feet. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't like
feet. I'm not one of those Tinder guys from earlier that would be like, Joe, send me pictures of your feet. Like, I hate feet. I just have this weird thing. Like, I always, like, first thing... like, whatever about getting into the car, first thing I do when I get up in the morning, like, do you know when you get dressed? Mm. Is like I'll never leave my bedroom without shoes on. Like,
there you go.
Yeah,
that's a weird thing.
But I have to wear shoes. Like, I wear shoes all around the house. Like, I'm kind of like I have to have shoes on. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
But the socks thing is, so basically I wear like 2 maybe 3 pairs of socks. Sometimes, depending on the day of the week.
And don't like this comfort.
I do, yeah. But it's like that. It's like it's a comfort thing. I don't know if I have, like... I don't know. Do you know the way people have, like, arches in their feet and, like, do you know, it's uncomfortable? Mm. I don't know if I've got, like, really flat feet or something or whatever. But it's just uncomfortable walking around, like, you know, without shoes on and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do. I got into habit at some time. I think it was just, like, a cold winter's morning going to school or something at some stage. And it was just like, nah. Threw on an extra pair of socks. I was like, oh, this is quite comfy. It's quite bouncy.
But it's just like...
it's like I'm walking on a cloud.
But that's probably a totally subconscious habit to you now, walking around with shoes on.
Like, yeah, I am a little bit... I'm a little bit... yeah, a little bit OCD when it comes to some things like that. In that, like, I feel weird for the day if I'm wearing, like, a single pair of socks. As in, my feet feel weird. My whole body feels weird. I feel off. Like, if I'm not wearing my watch... and my wrist is empty. If I have nothing on my wrist,
yeah. Like, see, that's what I mean. Like, goofy little things.
Yeah, like
people
I feel a bit weird. I feel a bit like something's missing, kind of thing. If like my watch isn't on, or do you know, or like I think everyone has the phone in their pocket thing. Like, if your phone's not in your pocket, or maybe not for girls because you have it in your bag sometimes if you're going out, or so maybe a little bit different. But like lads, anyway, like if your phone's not in your pocket, it feels like something's missing. It feels very weird.
Like, I know a girl and she constantly plays with one piece of her hair. She just twiddles it around her finger.
How does she find which piece it is every time?
Like, because the texture of it. I have felt this piece of hair and it's actually like it just feels different to the rest of her hair because she's always playing with it.
That's really weird.
She's always twiddling it around her fingers.
I wish I had hair.
It's all getting waxed anyway in a few weeks.
Oh,
so it's grand.
God. Yeah.
Then the other weird thing was food combinations.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's endless scope for people that have weird food things that they do.
There's this page on Facebook.
Yeah.
Me and one of the girls get a great kick. We're constantly tagging each other and stuff on it, Facebook. At Rate My Plate, it's called.
Yeah, I've seen it, all right, yeah.
Some of the stuff on it looks like it was projectile vomited back off. Like regurgitated by something. And one thing bothers me is a lot of people don't call them sausages. They call them sausages.
What?
Yeah.
What's it?
There was
I've literally never heard the term sausage before. What?
I'm going to go out on a whim and say I think it could be an English thing.
On a limb?
No, a whim.
Out on a limb.
Out on a whim.
No, you go out on a limb.
Well, but it's whim.
It's limb.
I've heard whim.
You can have a whim about something, but you go out on a limb.
Okay, anyways, right. We'll battle that one out later, Anton.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Okay.
So if you join our Instagram page, we'll throw up a poll during the week. Is it whim or limb?
I've always said I'm going to go out on a whim. I've got a whim.
I could go out on a limb, though.
Okay, right. Totally off topic. Anyways, I think it's an English thing, but they had a poll and it was, is it sausage or sausage? And sausage won the fucking poll.
I've never heard sausage before. Ever.
That's another 20 cent there as well. Oh, I dropped the F-bomb there.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Another 20 cent. I'm totting them up.
Are you? Oh my God, oh, yeah, you're right. You're actually counting.
No, I'm counting, yeah.
Wow. yeah, so anyways, but some of the combos that people put in it, I've never, I took examples. I took a
screenshot. Oh, you've done research this week.
Yes, I have.
What?
One of them was cold pizza dipped in soda.
No, stop. Why?
Like, I know cold pizza is
cold
a thing.
Yeah, no, cold pizza is nice. I like cold pizza. That's fine, right? I see, I have a weird thing about sauces. I don't like, I like ketchup, barbecue sauce, maybe gravy. That's about it. I don't eat mayonnaise. Hate mayonnaise.
Hate it.
But like, if I was having like steak or something, I wouldn't have like pepper sauce or
No, I like pepper sauce.
No, I wouldn't have pepper sauce, or I wouldn't have like, you know how you get like hollandaise and whatever that is and like brunch stuff. I don't know what hollandaise is. I just know I'm not having it on my plate. But yeah, I'm weird about sauces. So like,
yeah, but that's personal preference.
No, but that for me, like, that's if it's because like I don't like wet food. I don't like soggy. You know, like if I wanted wet food, I would have ordered soup. Do you know what I mean?
Another one here is I've actually seen, there's this fella on YouTube, I must actually get his name, I didn't do my homework for that now, but he tries, so basically every week people email him and stuff to try combos of food to try.
Okay, yeah.
And one of them was peanut butter and raw onion.
Oh God.
You should have seen him eating that, like, no. It was disgusting.
No.
Grilled pineapple and Tabasco sauce.
That one, do you know what, I can't, you get like pineapple, like, do you know, people put like grilled pineapple on like ham and stuff and whatever, and Tabasco is just—it's just a bit of a spicy. Like I can kind of understand that one a little bit.
I would imagine maybe that's like a snack or something for someone, but
yeah.
Like I like bananas with Rice Krispies.
You're such a weirdo. Oh.
Everyone was pre-warned, so it's okay.
What do? You like peel the banana and dip it into a box of Rice Krispies?
That's a good concept,
no,
actually. No, you chop the banana up, you put it on top of the dry Rice Krispies, and then you pour your milk on top, and then you put sugar, a layer of sugar on top of it.
Sugar as well?
Yeah, a bit of sugar on top.
You're getting freaking diabetes as well.
I wouldn't have it that often, like, but when I do, it's unreal. It's unreal.
Banana? No, I don't think I have any weird combos like that. Maybe I do. See, like, that's the thing. Maybe I do. I just don't know that it's weird, because to me, it's kind of normal. Like, I do, like, for breakfast a lot of times, I'll do, like, if I'm doing, like, pancakes or something, right? Like, I make pancakes often enough.
Yeah.
And I do, like, pancakes with, like, fruit on top fresh. So, like, you know, some strawberries or bananas or berries or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have some bacon and eggs on the same plate with it, right?
Jeez, can I come over here for breakfast?
No, it's all mine. It's all my food. But yeah, so I'll do that, right? And then, obviously, when you're having pancakes and they're sweet, you might put, like, maple syrup or something on, yeah?
Yeah.
But then I just kind of started putting the maple syrup on the whole plate. So, like, all over the bacon and the eggs as well. And it's...
I don't think that's... Well, maybe on the egg.
It's scrambled egg. It's nice. Listen, basically the whole plate just tastes like maple syrup.
Okay.
Which isn't a bad thing.
But if it works for you, that's fine. Like the banana and Rice Krispie thing. Like, I wouldn't mind trying maple syrup scrambled egg.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to try banana Rice Krispies though.
Don't knock it until you try it, man.
I'm knocking it. It's being knocked.
There's another thing as well that someone said to me the other day. Oh, yeah. they dip their chips in milkshake in McDonald's.
Okay, see, I must confess, I've done that.
I've done it as well. I just didn't want to say.
Not in the milkshake, though. In, like, ice cream. Like, as in, if I got, like... It was supermarkets, though, not McDonald's. So I get, like... I got, like, you know, your little meal or whatever. And I get, like, an ice cream muffin. Like, you know, the supermarkets ice cream muffins.
Yeah, the job.
And I don't know why. Maybe we were just, like, really... I think it's like about 9 or 10. And we were just, like... You know, when you're 9 or 10 and stuff, that is absolutely hilarious. Like, oh, my God, he's crazy. Yeah, shippity ice cream. Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, not too bad. It was okay.
Yeah, no, I have to say I did try the chips into the milkshake in McDonald's and it is nice.
It's worth the fuck and another fuck and three more fucks as well.
If you're counting mine, you better be counting yours.
Yeah, if that machine is working in McDonald's at the time, which it never is.
No, it has been working out the last few times. However, me and a friend were parked up outside said McDonald's and we were eating our food away. And whatever way I looked beside me, I seen someone dipping a chicken nugget into the milkshake.
Yeah, look, to each their own, I guess. Nugs are life. Milkshakes are good.
Nugs.
No, yeah. You're not coming across nugs. Whatever about sausage? Like, nugs is the thing.
Okay. No, I've heard nugs. Yeah,
nugs is definitely.
But I'm just used to sausage now because I see it all the time on that Rate My Plate thing. But, sausage, no. Like, you'd see some of the stuff you'd see on that page is just, like, whack. But it is funny how some people come up with the weird combos. Like, I think my dad showed me the banana and Rice Krispie things when I was younger and it's just stuck with me. But... some people just are in their kitchen and they're just throwing stuff onto the plate.
Listen, like, this is long before the boom was back. Like, you know, the boom is back now.
The boom is back.
It is back now. But, you know, there was a time there a few years ago where come the end of the month, before payday hit again, you just had to make do with what was in the press. All right? You could 2 packets of noodles, just use them as bread. Throw a tin of beans
that's
in between them or something.
That's where noodle sandwiches came from.
What? Is that a thing?
That is, oh my
a
God, that
sandwich?
Is a thing.
Really?
Yes, I've never personally tried it, but I've seen people try it and I know a few people that are very prone to a noodle sandwich. it looks so weird. Like,
yeah.
And some people put ketchup in as well with it.
Ugh. Ketchup and noodles as well. But then there's ketchup sandwiches. Have you ever been so poor you had to eat a ketchup sandwich for dinner?
I actually don't ever eat ketchup. Like, rarely use it, yeah.
No, yeah.
But then I seen someone the other day on that Rate My Plate thing, actually, and it was a tato sandwich, and the amount of people that don't like tato sandwiches.
Absolute degenerates.
Like, get out.
Leave our country now.
Leave. Now. Yeah. Never come back.
Done. Good luck. Adios. Out of here.
But yeah, no, there is a lot of weird food combos, and I'd like to hear of people's food combos.
AaronandAnto@gmail.com.
Yeah, or
send
just
us an email because no one else has yet except, like, you know,
emails to each other.
Yeah,
via the email. But if even if the Instagram thing comes together this week, if you want to drop us a message on the Instagram,
which we don't have a name for yet, but
we'll link it all up there.
Yeah, we'll get it towards you somewhere.
Or even quirky habits that you do that some people might think, why the hell do you do that? Or you know.
Or anything at all. Listen, come at us with any content. Anything you'd like us to talk about. Anything you'd like us to, I don't know, maybe get a poll or a discussion or a debate going about.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything. Hit us up. First of all, at AaronandAnto@gmail.com. Or soon enough, hopefully, we'll have like the Instagram and all the other social platforms.
Nothing now that's going to divide the nation now.
No, the more divisive, the better. Definitely.
That'd make for a fairly lengthy podcast, I'd say.
It would. Speaking of, I think we're running on a little bit this week, are we?
We are, just a tad.
We are. So, the swear jar count is at, 20, 30, 60,
30, 60,
carry.
That's lovely counting.
Carry the two, divide by pi, 160. €1.60, not too bad.
It's not too bad.
We won 160 this week.
Okay.
Okay, when are we doing it again, boy? Did we say episode 20 or 50 or something?
20.
Okay, we might extend it to 50. You've been good this week, fair play.
I have been.
Yeah, I mean...
Go me.
Yeah. Woo, Bula Bus. Yeah, so that's it for this week.
Are you forgetting something?
I'm not at all. I was thinking... you know, we're a little bit late this week, obviously. Apologies.
My fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we're a little bit late this week. We're recording on a Saturday. Oh, like, this is what we do for you guys, all four of you. Hi, guys. this is what we do. We come in on our Saturdays and record this podcast so we actually get it out. But it will be back. Next Friday will be the next one. Definitely. On time, again.
Anto's look throwing me eyes here as he's saying that, may I mention.
But we did it, look, we did it. It's a Saturday, but we got through it, didn't we?
We did.
We got through it.
We ploughed through.
We got through it.
Is it ploughed on or ploughed through? Are you going to correct me now on that as well? Out in a whim, out in a limb.
I just should have played the song. Banging tune this week, coming at you with compliments from Daniel Betty.
Yeah.
What a tune!
Well done.
Later.
Bye.
I gotta get through this. I gotta get through this. I gotta make it, gonna make it, gonna make it through. Said I'm gonna get through this. I'm gonna get through this. I gotta take my mind off of you. Give me just a second, then I'll be alright. Show me what my moment couldn't break my heart. Give me to tomorrow, then I'll be okay. Just another day, and then I'll hold you tight. When love is pouring like rain, I close my eyes and you fall again. Well, I get the chance to say I love you. I pretend that you're already mine, and my heart ain't breaking every time I love you through your eyes. If only I could. If only I could get it. If only I could get it. If only I could get it. God, God, gotta help me get through this. I gotta get through this. Just a second.